Chuck Chat Freestyle for, what is it, August 24th? Yesterday was, yeah, that's 24th. Wow. Summer is going so fast. It's good to talk to you again. I think I last talked to you on June 4th. I did have another one that I just discovered this morning that I recorded on the 14th while I was out in California. And for some reason, didn't release it. I don't know what happened there. I might have got interrupted between recording and editing and whatnot. But I apologize. That was all about what was happening as I started up my new job, which started on the 7th. I started with ServiceNow.com as a discovery solutions consultant. Sounds real impressive, doesn't it? More in a technical job now than managerial, and really liking it. Feel like I'm finally up to speed with the product and interacting with the customers that I can speak with some confidence. And based on the feedback that I'm getting, must be working. Feeling really good. The role is to help people implement software to discover what's on their network and put it in a database on our software so that they can better manage their IT processes. So go find printers and servers and network switches and UPSs and PDUs and all kinds of stuff and relate those things together so that when you make a change to a database, you go, hey, you know what? This is going to impact X, Y, and Z and be able to communicate effectively with those people. My role is expanding a bit. I'm going into the core product, which is what I originally did when I was working at my former job, implementing that. So that'll be fun. And it's nice having that cross-pollination. Apparently, I'm the only employee that has this dual-role hat or will have this dual-role hat. And I've got to go out to San Diego, back to the mothership, in September to train the partners as our business expands. We're recognizing new requirements, as any business will. And we've got a partner network built up, and we want them to be as confident in discovery as I and Doug, my mentor, are on that. And then I will be helping customers with their other deployments for the core product to help them with incident management and problem. And I know I'm blathering on. It's a fun job. Interesting working at home, still getting used to the work-at-home lifestyle with you know, the kids being around. This is a great time for that. I love having them around in the summer. They're old enough that they don't interrupt every 30 seconds. Daddy, can I have this? Daddy, can I have that? So it's not a daycare. They're going on 15, and Julie just turned 17. Yes, I know. It's been many, many years. It's going fast, and I really appreciate having this time with them before Julie goes off to college next year, and Lisa goes, you know, whichever way she goes. She's got lots of friends and things to keep her busy. So I miss the people at work, though. I do miss interacting with people on a daily basis and talking to them. It's been a little tough at times to be missing that interaction out. I do get a taste of it because Donna and my brother still work at Plexus, and they give me the news, especially from within IT, who's got what promotion and who's reporting to whom and what the projects are and that kind of thing. So it's been very interesting. It was also interesting. I returned to San Diego in July for our annual sales kickoff. Our fiscal year ends June 30th, and it was another record-breaking year. The revenue continues to drive up, and I found out we are the fastest-growing software company ever, faster than Microsoft, faster than Oracle, faster than Google. And thankfully for me, I own several shares of a privately held company that's looking to go public. So not that I expect to cash in and retire in the next year, but it'll be nice to have some bonus revenue underneath that to help pay for the upcoming college years and retirement and whatever else. So that'll be handy. While I was out there, one gentleman came up and said, hey, you're Chuck Tomasi? Because, of course, we're all wearing our name tags. I said, yeah, figuring he knew me from podcast or book or something. He said, oh, I heard you on the ITSM podcast. Chris Dancy does a industry podcast for IT service management, along with Matt Hooper and Matt Barron. And I was on that in May while I was let off. It was actually recorded the day after I got my job offer. So it was interesting to talk to him and connect through that. So you never know where your contacts and connections come from. It's been very interesting. And I wish I could remember his name. It was Michelle? It was a French name. I just can't remember it off the top of my head right now. Also got to spend some time with my fellow friends and tech member, Douglas E. Welch of Career Opportunities. We just kind of walked up and down the Embarcadero and did a a bit of an interview on his podcast, since it's about career opportunities. He wanted to hear how I had gone from through this transition of being let go and unemployment and reemployment and how that was going. So I gave that to him, and some advice that I hope his listeners will take heed of to be prepared and stay networked and all that good stuff. It was very good to see him again. It's neat to talk to these people and email them every day, but it's even better when you get to meet them in person, and that's what I love. I mentioned that I am adjusting to the work at home lifestyle, and I like working directly with the customers too. Up until this point, it's been a lot of internal focus. My career has been focused on internal support, and this is the first time I've really had external customer support. Well, aside from a paper route when I was 6 years old, or in sixth grade, and working for my dad. Well, I guess there was the roller rink too, but my IT professional career has been all internally focused, and it's a different perspective when you focus on the external customers and have to deliver on those things. It's really been interesting, intriguing, a different perspective. Feel like you're putting yourself out there every day. And next April when the user conference comes around and I'm an employee and I'll get to meet many of these people, some of which for the first time, it'll be great to shake their hands. Some of whom I already know. They're customers of ours, and I knew them when we were peers and met many of them in April as a peer. And now they're my customers. So I love working with the people directly. It's great forming those new relationships. And fortunately for the position I'm in, it's not a long-term support commitment either. It's not like every customer that gets assigned to me is mine for life. There's a finite start and end period to what I do, and that way I can keep a pipeline of customers going through and be able to offer each one of them the best support possible. So really, really like that. I do need to talk to my manager about what he's got planned for me, because an opportunity came up and I raised my hand and said, hey, I'd like to do that in training. And he said, I'm going to try and talk you out of this. Okay, thanks for the warning. So I got to call him and find out what that's about, because I would like to pursue other opportunities, particularly getting back into the management ranks. While I was in California, particularly the first time, early June, I noticed that my back was starting to act up. And this had been problematic. I've got a partially herniated disc, which I discovered a couple of years ago, and had to go through physical therapy and try this, try that. Finally, they gave me some steroid injections between the L4 and L5 vertebra, is where the disc is partially herniated. And this time around, when I said, you know, doc, it's coming back, I can feel that sciatic nerve starting to shoot down my leg again. And he said, okay, I'll schedule you up with a pain clinic. So I went in a couple of weeks ago, got the first injection, and it was a little more aggravating or agonizing than I recall the first time around. And I went, yikes! It provided relief, and I'm on anti-inflammatories as well. So I feel really good. Went in for the second injection yesterday and hardly even knew they did it. I don't know if it's because it was already uninflamed or something, but I felt the little pinprick from the local anesthetic and a little fiddling around, and then it was done. I said, really? That's it? Done? Proof of the fact that my blood pressure went down from before and after. So, I'm feeling a lot better and really looking forward to Dragon Con, because the reason, the most aggravating thing wasn't so much what I was doing at karate with the kicking and the jumping and the spinning and the punching and the falling. And it was really standing still, just standing and talking to people was just killer for me before I even got the first shot. I couldn't last more than 3, 4, 5 minutes, and I had to sit down, or I had to take a walk or something to get moving again, get that spine bent. It was aggravating. Yes, I'm drinking tons and tons of water. I can always tell when I'm dehydrated, because my neck will lock up and I'll get headaches, and ugh, it's just a terrible thing. I figured that out about 5, 10 years ago, and I've been very religious about drinking lots of water. Lots of water. Can't recommend it enough. Your tissues need it. Your bones need it. Your joints need it. And I think the rule of thumb that I heard was, half of your weight in ounces a day. So if you're 160 pounds, say, you should be drinking 80 ounces of water a day. And while that may seem like a lot, you go, hey, that's four little 20-ounce bottles. And, you know, drink one in the morning, one at night, and one before work and one after work, and you're done. I mean, that's not a lot of water when you think about it. And more is better. Until you get to the point where you're no longer a productive member of society and you spend half of your day in the bathroom, yeah, that'd be a little too much water. But where was I? Back problems came up. We got shots. I got number two of three yesterday, and number three is coming up right after when I get back from Dragon Con, and I will be able to stand around and have a conversation with people without thinking about, God, get me out of this. Let me sit down. I can focus more on the people, the conversation, and have a really good time. Dragon Con is coming up, as I mentioned. Planning on arriving Thursday afternoon. Craig will be there. We're going to march in the Saturday parade. We've got a live show on Friday night. If you listen to Technorama, you know all these details. But for those of you who don't, that have stuck around and listened to Freestyle, really appreciate it. We're looking for another good time. We were there last year for the first time. Originally supposed to be a reconnaissance mission. Just to check it out, find out what Dragon Con is all about. And this year, we've got more of a work mission. We were asked last year to do a live show and be part of Clinton's Comedy Forecast and Friends podcast, which was a lot of fun. It turned into a bit of a work thing. We had a Technorama banner made up, and we hung that in the podcast room in Hilton Room 208, where we performed. And this year, we're marching in the parade. So we're dressing up. Craig and I will be men in black. We've asked a few other people to march with us. And I think I last heard 2,700 people were signed up for this parade. There are going to be tens of thousands of people descending on Atlanta Labor Day weekend. Really looking forward to it. We're also going to try and line up some interviews. Not necessarily get interviews while we're there, but there's lots and lots of celebrities. Avery Brooks, who played Commander Sisko on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. LeVar Burton, who's done a whole ton of things, including Geordi LaForge on Star Trek Next Generation, and just dozens and dozens and dozens of celebrities. So we are going to try and line up some celebrity interviews in the pipeline going forward, because I've noticed that the Technorama listenership is sliding a bit. We've kind of tapered off in the last couple of years. It leveled off for a while, but now it's decreasing, and I'm trying to figure out why. Part of it may be that people aren't too keen about the advertising campaign. We've tried to keep that light, tried to keep it informal, but yet hit the main points to satisfy the advertiser. And part of it may be, you know, that we're just not producing original content as much as we used to, and people don't find it funny, or they really like the interviews. Not really sure. We're not getting a whole lot of feedback, and when we used to do a weekly show and had four or five voicemails and emails to play in, we haven't even done one of those. I think we did one in the last 2 months. So listenership is tapering off, and I'd like to rejuvenate that, and I'm hoping that interviews will do that. It's also a lot of fun for us to be able to say, hey, I talked to Jonathan Frakes or somebody like that. You know, Michio Kaku was fun. Steve Wozniak was challenging, shall we say, different than I thought it would be, and hopefully we get lined up with some of those and rejuvenate some of that. What do we got? Just looking at, also earlier this month, helped out, I should have remembered, I'm wearing a shirt for it, helped out with the PGA. The PGA Championship came to Whistling Straits. Originally it was here in 2004, and my brother and I went and watched some of the Thursday play that time. And it was very interesting. You're just standing there on the sidelines behind the rope, and all of a sudden, here comes Phil Mickelson, because he hit one into the long grass, and he's within arm's reach going, wow, that's cool. That's Phil Mickelson. This year, he recommended we volunteer for the transportation committee. There were other volunteer spots, but they usually fill up fast, like being a marshal, one of those people that holds up their hands on the sidelines and, you know, says, quiet, please, so nobody's talking while somebody's putting. But the marshal spots are, as I found out, kind of raffled. They're available to country clubs, and so many per country club and private golf organization and whatnot. So those are really tough to get. And he said, why don't you be on the transportation committee? There's a better chance of meeting a celebrity And the transportation committee is assigned to shuttle players and their family from hotel to airport or hotel to the golf course or golf course, you know, all over the place. There's like eight different places they could go, or private residence if they choose. And you get to drive a brand new vehicle. So we were in Mercedes-Benz SUVs and hybrid coupes that we worked Saturday and Sunday. The two most popular playing days. Got free passes for any other day that week. So Wednesday I went out and got some autographs and whatnot. Didn't get any real big names. I got Stuart Appleby and Graham. Oh, mental block. Anyway, I got maybe 13 or 14 signatures. A lot of no names, but a few notariables or notables. Sorry, dropped my pen, had to pick that up. And had a good time. Then Saturday, we walked around and watched some of the play. Sat at the end of the 7th green and 8th tee box so we could see people playing through, hitting in. We watched Vijay and Tiger and Phil and Ernie. And then it was time to report for work. And Saturday night, we really didn't do much except drive to Milwaukee, which is about an hour and a half away, pick up some vehicles from the airport, and drive them back to the staging area at Kohler Corporation in Kohler, Wisconsin. That took us longer than we thought. We started out about 7 o'clock and got back almost 11 o'clock. And it's a good thing that I had the foresight to reserve a hotel room about 20 minutes away in Manitowoc. So we drove there, crashed for the night, got up because we had to report for work by 9 o'clock. We were at the golf course at 8. We reported to the golf course, and we were sitting in the transportation booth for about 20 minutes and realized our name wasn't on the list and said, wait a minute, we're supposed to be at the American Club, a hotel about 20 minutes away. So we were in the wrong location. So Saturday we were at the headquarters at the golf course. Sunday morning we were at the American Club in Kohler, and then Sunday afternoon we reported for work at the headquarters again. So we went to the American Club, kind of slow. My brother shuttled somebody. Then I took Nick Watney's parents. Nick was 3 strokes ahead on Saturday night, so he was the favored lead. But he was also inexperienced, so everybody knew that it could go either way. And Sunday at golf on the 4th day of play is usually when experience shows through, and players like Tiger or Phil or Ernie really start making a show while the others fall away. And unfortunately, Nick did not have a good day on Sunday. He lost 10 strokes to finish something like tied for 14th or something. And there was a playoff. So my brother and I were shuttling a little bit on Sunday morning, then went over to the golf course on Sunday afternoon. And of course, they say, let's go to Milwaukee and pick up some more vehicles. Wow, that was exciting. So we drove down, drove back. We were supposed to be done by 6 o'clock. We got to the Kohler staging area, and one of the guys, my brother and I, got separated for a little while because he had to shuttle somebody, and by the time he got back, I had left for the airport or something like that. And the man who was shuttling us said, hey, let's go to the Sheboygan Airport and get a couple more vehicles, because we had to pull all these things back together. Found out that they don't issue brand new vehicles for each one of these events, which I thought previously, like the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA, they'll have courtesy vehicles, and when they're done, they sell them as certified used vehicles to get their money back. But you can get a nice discount. These vehicles actually travel. Mercedes-Benz issues like 200 vehicles at the Masters Tournament in March, and then they'll go to the U.S. Open. Obviously, they don't go to the British Open, but they travel around. And the PGA Tournament is the last major golf tournament of the year. And then they literally take the sticker off the side that says PGA Championship 2011, put another one on that says U.S. Open Tennis Tournament, send them out to New York, and they drive them around there. And it still says official vehicle number 119 on the front and back. And a funny note about that is when you're driving down the highway, driving a vehicle like that, you get a lot of rubberneckers. People look out their window and try and see in your vehicle, are they shuttling someone important? And my brother had a cruel idea. He was going to mouth the words out the window to anybody who does that. You go, VJ, or important golfer in the back with you know, kind of pointing with his thumb just to be cruel to those people. it was kind of funny. We got back. I shuttled one from the airport, and I told the driver, I said, you know, I've really got a hard stop at 6 o'clock because I'm supposed to meet my brother back at the headquarters. He kind of grimaced at that, like I was supposed to work until all the vehicles came back. Well, they've got a 6 to 9 o'clock shift to do that, which they were fully staffed for. And there's even a staff on Monday to help bring the vehicles back. But if they could get them all back Sunday night, they didn't need the Monday staff and they'd get a free day off. That wasn't my concern. My concern was getting home. And my shift was over, and I don't want to sound ungrateful because it was a terrific experience and I do it in a heartbeat, but I don't want to work my Sunday night when I have a podcast to do at 8 o'clock on Sunday. And as it turns out, we pushed that one back to 9 o'clock. There was a bit of a playoff going on, which allowed the traffic to be held. All the people wanted to see who wins the PGA Championship. So, my brother Rico and I kind of hightailed it out of there at the last minute under low traffic conditions. I got back here, dropped him off, and we got Technorama started and in the can. So it was a really, really good time. Had a great time and met some wonderful people. I'll look forward to doing that again. The PGA will be back in Kohler, Wisconsin in 2015. And the Ryder Cup, if you're familiar with golf. If you're not, it's kind of a playoffs, almost like an all-star game or a Pro Bowl for the football get players, where Europeans' finest players are picked by Colin Montgomery, and U.S. players, I believe their captain is Ian Woosman, and they pick the top players to compete against each other. Ryder Cup will be here in 2020. It may seem like a long way away, but for those who are older than, say, 40, 10 years goes by really fast. And to think I'll be 55 in 10 years. Yeah, I could do that. There were lots of 55-year-old people doing shuttle service the week or so ago. Let's see, I talked about Dragon Con, live Technorama doing that, talked about celebrity interviews. Oh, well, one last thing before I cut out. We do have an offer to do a second edition of the WordPress book. Earlier this year, Craig and I wrote Teach Yourself WordPress in 10 Minutes, published by Pearson. And it's part of the Sam's Teach Yourself 10 Minutes series. Really honored to do that. However, weeks after we had it released, version 3 came out, allowing you to manage multiple WordPress blogs with one installation of software. And Craig and I are in the process of converting all of the chuckchat.com sites onto that. We've got WordPress, we've got Freestyle, we've got Technorama, we've got Gmail, and we've got Radio Yesterday. Well, now if there's a plugin update, we only have to do the update once instead of 5 times. Very nice feature to have, as well as some other nice features that they've added. And Pearson just got the go-ahead for us to update that. A little bit more cash in there, so nothing wrong with that, although not as much as the original, right? Thank goodness, because that would mean it'd be about 6 weeks of work, and this will probably take us 2 weeks, and we'll have all the updates. So we got a green light on that. Looking forward to that. We have to be pretty aggressive on the schedule because they're expecting all the updates on the first draft to be the first draft of updates for the second edition done in mid-September. So that's it for me. The girls are doing well. Like I mentioned, it's great having them around the house. They're off with Grandma. Donna's mother came down to visit, so they're bumming around. Lisa's getting orientation for freshman high school. Julie's got tons of mail coming in every day for college applications and whatnot from hither and yon. Really excited to see her applying herself to that project and getting things taken care of. So I've taken up so much of your time. I apologize. I know I've said this before. I will try to make this more frequent. Should be easier now that I'm working from home. Whenever the family takes off, the kids will be at school, Don will be at work. And if I can sneak away for 10 minutes, I will keep you up to date with what's going on. This has been a blog of my life, the secret life of a podcaster behind the podcaster, the author behind the books, the dad behind the microphone. I'll come up with a tagline for something somewhere. It's been good talking to you. Keep in touch. Love hearing from you. Take care. Bye.